Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, time to get caught up on a very, very busy news day. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Supporters of Arizona's 1864 abortion law rallied outside the state capitol today as some state lawmakers pushed to have the Civil War era law repealed. They are currently in session. Speaking to ABC News outside the capitol beforehand, Desiree, who supports the abortion ban, said she hopes lawmakers do what's right.
The Republicans who say that they're pro-life, I hope they stick to what they're claiming to be and actually do their duty and protect the most vulnerable in our society.
What's next for abortion law in Arizona if this is repealed?
If this is repealed, there's going to be the 15-week ban that was agreed upon in 2022 and signed by Governor Ducey that would give some restrictions up to 15 weeks. And I think that's what we will go to in that. But we also know that there is a referendum by an organization called Arizona for Abortion Access that is much less stringent, that has much less restriction in it. And that is the fear from the pro-life legislators. I think it's an unfair characterization of them. Many of them are desperately and adamantly pro-life, but they realize that this referendum will alter the Constitution in Arizona, will be almost impossible to repeal on any level down the road if it becomes a disaster many people think it will be. So they are trying to figure out how they can get what's best in the best interest of the pro-life movement, knowing they're going to lose everything in November. So I think that's a more accurate picture of what they're trying to fight.
The White House says President Biden is being briefed on the ongoing pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses across the country. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about the president's reaction to police in New York clearing protesters from an academic building on Columbia University's campus.
They have the right to peacefully protest as long as it's within the law and that it's peaceful. Forcibly taking over a building is not peaceful. It's just not.
Will these protests change activism in the future?
No. This is there was an old joke that was about people say we're going to start a revolution, and the response was you couldn't start a lawnmower. And so I think that's going to be part of the sentiment. I got to read this, and I'm going to read all of it. But Julia sent this to me about the protester who was complaining that she said she thinks leaders at Columbia want us to starve. Okay, you're locked in a building for 4 hours. You haven't had a snack pack in a little while. Let's move off the starvation for a moment. She is a PhD student at Columbia University. So very quickly, Julia, indulge me on this. Her name is Johanna King Slutsky. She's been listed as a PhD student on Tuesday morning, but it's now missing on the page. Here's a quote. My dissertation, that's the paper you have to write to be a PhD. My dissertation is on fantasies of limitless energy in the transatlantic romantic imagination from 1760 to 1860. I have no idea what the hell she's talking about there. My goal is to write a prehistory of metabolic rift, Marx's term for the disruption of energy circuits caused by the industrialization under capitalism. She goes on to talk about poetry and Marxian lenses. She said, I worked as a political strategist for leftist and progressive causes and remain active in higher education labor movement. No, I don't think anybody's going to change how we protest based on this. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at 11:20 to catch you up on the big headlines.
Chief Economist for the Associated General Contractors of America, Ken Simonson, says the Valley saw a major jump in its construction workforce over the last year.
The Phoenix, Mesa, Scottsdale metro area had an increase of 5,200 construction workers from March of last year to last month. That was a 3% increase.
How does Phoenix continue this job growth?
I think the way we've done this in the past is the way we do it in the future. We are a destination because of our climate and what we have to offer. It's a beautiful state. We are still in many areas a clean slate with a lot of open land, so the development can be planned out years in advance. Our freeway system and infrastructure still lends itself to transportation and other things. If you're going to build in the manufacturing world to deliver your products to the Port of LA and other places that it needs to go. And we also keep our tax base low. We educate our students like we are for the jobs that are in demand in Arizona. I think it's a recipe for success. If we continue down that path, we're going to see future success.
There certainly was a buzz in the air at Chase Field last night after the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Los Angeles Dodgers were delayed for 2 hours due to a swarm of bees on the netting behind home plate. An unlikely hero named Matt Hilton left his son's T-ball game to ensure that the game was played. He told Arizona's Morning News he couldn't believe what it turned into.
It was very surreal, for sure, because, after I took care of the bee situation and being asked to throw first pitch and go and do several interviews and my phone blowing up all the meanwhile, it was a very surreal experience.
What is the most bizarre experience you've had at a sporting event?
What's the most bizarre experience I've ever had at a sporting event? I'm going to have to think about that one for a moment. Give me a second, because I've been to a lot of sporting events. Oh, I've seen some crazy stuff at rodeos. I've had, just having my leg broken twice count? Is that a bizarre experience? Okay. All right. I saw a guy get jumped on by a bull on his head. And I was announcing, and I thought he was dead because this bull jumped right on his head. When the section of bull riding was over, the paramedics had him in the back in the ambulance, and I walked around there, and the guy was standing up with an ice pack on his head, yelling at the paramedic, "I'm not going to the hospital. I'm fine." So I think that was the most bizarre experience. I just realized at that point, if this guy messes with you, leave him alone, because you're never going to beat him up. That was my most bizarre experience. There you have it. See, you shouldn't ask me those questions, Julia.
That is a terrifying story.
It is a terrifying story. And let me say something. Did your parents ever say to you, "I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed"?
Yes.
Did you ever get that speech? "I'm not mad. I'm a little disappointed."
Oh, because you didn't like the bee jokes.
Any of them. Any of them.
Come on. They were beautiful.
No, they were. All right. Oh, I'm so sad right now for you.